This is a really quick proposal, and it assumes that you are familiar with or have read a report I did at the previous APNIC meeting on the consumption of AS numbers. So this proposal is actually about what to do when, and in looking at the expected exhaustion of the 16-bit AS number pool. So at some point, sometime between now and around 2011, we need to actually transition the new part of the internet into use 32-bit AS numbers and possibly assist in transitioning the existing part to use the same 32-bit numbers. Although the second part of this, upgrading the existing infrastructure, is actually not required as part of this transition. So this policy proposal is actually aimed at assisting the industry, vendors and deployers in transitioning to use 32-bit numbers. What we're trying to do is to plan ahead rather than panic at the time, because we know on consumption rates that the AS number pool of 65,535 numbers will exhaust. It will exhaust sometime around 2011 or so. There doesn't seem to be a panic rush going on there. This is not like IPv4 addresses. But certainly right now, on the routers you run from a number of major vendors, there is no code in your routers to support the use of a 32-bit AS number if you happen to get one for your network. Now, if you don't get one, you don't need to change your routing system. But if you do get one, you need new code. So at some point, we need to send some signals out there to the industry about what kind of dates are required for us to do this transition painlessly. So the essential attributes of this policy to actually do ease of this transition, to try and inform all of you and the industry at large what actions will happen on what dates, so you can plan for that and give very clear dates in terms of registry actions themselves. So the underlying thing here, and I've got it in the wrong font colour, but if you have a look at draft IETF IDR AS 4 bytes, you will actually see that there is an IETF document that describes the use of 32-bit AS numbers and describes the transitional arrangements to actually bootstrap ourselves into that domain. And as I said, I have done some predictions on the effective exhaustion of the 16-bit space. Henk Utava had presented yesterday some work by Wright looking at a similar scenario, slightly different bent looking at reclamation and so on, but I think between the two of us, both of us agree that there is a problem coming up. And considering that this is now not a very small operation, the internet is a very big one and there are 21,000 ASs out there at the moment, a few of you need to consider what you're doing and understand that in the size of your organisation's network, you might take some years to actually get the necessary testing and deployment phases done before you're ready. So we'd like to do this in an ordered fashion that doesn't produce surprises. So the assumption here is that the IANA actions in setting up a 32-bit AS number registry, which we believe is relatively simple, should be documented and completed by the 1st of January next year. In essence, all this does is take the existing AS number registry and add in another 4.3 billion numbers to it as a single line entry. It doesn't change any of the other structure of the registry. The proposal itself is hopefully relatively simple. It actually just nominates three dates. The first date is the date the proposal becomes effective. And commencing 1 January next year, if you want to experiment or otherwise use a 32-bit AS number, you will be able to ask explicitly for one of those numbers from the number pool. If you don't say anything, you'll get an existing 16-bit number as you'd always have gotten. So as of 1 January 2007, the proposal is that if you want to use a 4-byte number, you can say so, and the registry will give you one according to its normal allocation practices. There's no change in the allocation policy, it's just the number we're dealing with. The next date is actually very closer to the predicted run-out date for the 2-byte numbers. So one would have hoped, and certainly this policy anticipates, that folk building new networks or wanting to use new AS numbers because of expansion or whatever would have been able to source and deploy new versions of BGP in their routers to cope with 4-byte AS numbers. So the proposal is that by 1 January 2009, we flip, and that 32-bit numbers will be allocated by default. In other words, the two high bytes, the two top 16 bits, will be non-zero. There should be, according to the prediction, sufficient AS numbers left in the 16-bit pool such that if you want a 16-bit number because you haven't got access to new versions of BGP by then, you should be able to ask for them explicitly. So the policy changes on 1 January 2009 that if you meet the AS allocation criteria by default after that date, you would get a 4-byte number unless you explicitly ask for a 2-byte number. The policy disappears on the 1st of January 2010. As of that date, it's just one 32-bit number pool. And you will get either a 4-byte or an equivalent 2-byte number, but basically you should consider all the numbers by 1 January 2010 as 4-byte numbers. Down there is sort of, you know, what do I mean by 4-byte and 2-byte? Well, the 2-byte ones are in the range from 0 to 65535. The 32-bit only numbers are the next lot, from 65536 through to 4.2 billion. And on 1 January 2010, we just simply say it's a very big number pool and it extends through from 0 to 4.3 billion. What it doesn't do, no more new private AS number pools. The existing set from 64,511 through to 65,535 is the AS number private use pool. It doesn't define any documentation use AS numbers. It doesn't continue any legacy pool after 1 January 2010. It's just 4-byte numbers at that point. This policy would effectively vaporise on the 1st of January 2010, and we're dealing with a 4-byte AS number pool as RIR registry actions. APNIC can adopt this policy unilaterally, as can any other RIR, so it doesn't require any coordinated actions, nor does it define any different AS number allocation practices. So this is merely a case of offering some dates and some default RIR registry practices commencing at each of those three dates. And that's the proposal. Yes, end of slide. Any questions, comments?
Is it me from JPNIC? We actually, share this proposal within our community, and we didn't have a big, you know, comment or problems. But there was one question, and I personally think that it would probably lose the spirit of the proposal. But there was a question how flexible this date could be, and if it's a really rigid date and it's got to be, you know, set on this date no matter what, or if some unexpected problems happen, it could be removed, you know, it could be reviewed and changed again. There was a question from one of our community members.
Certainly the issue here was indeed to specify dates for, I suppose, quite a particular reason. When this was first aired as we have a problem, we should do something about this, over a year ago, one of the major router vendors had responded along the lines of, well, you know, we put features in routers when customers ask for them, and basically we only listen to customers who spend money, so that when customers scream that this is an important consideration for purchasing our gear, it will be in there, and we haven't heard anyone, so we're not doing anything. Which struck me as a relatively backward view of this problem. Since then, I believe that particular router vendor has, I hear secondhand, put this particular feature in BGP on their implementation track. But of course, then comes the issue of when should it be done? And we know pretty much that if a current allocation rate stay the way they are, we had better be completely finished with this transition by around 2011. And knowing some very big networks take some certain months, if not years, to do the testing and deployment of this kind of stuff, then this is trying to offer some dates to the industry at large to say, look, by 2010, we'd better have solved this. That's why the first date, 2007, says, if you're ready and want to use it, you can. But 2009, some 3 years hence from today, it's a case of saying, we really should have got most of the software fielded. If you feel that you haven't got software ready in your BGP, you can ask for a two-byte number and you will get it. So it's not that you won't have access to those numbers, it's just by default we expect most of that BGP to be out there by that date. So I think I would respond in saying, yes, there are good reasons for having those dates, but if, as an ISP, you can't make it, certainly by 2009 to 2010, there's a way out. You can use a two-byte number if you want one and have a case. And it's not a case that you have to demonstrate anything particular. This policy proposal says you just simply have to say, I'd like a two-byte number, please.
Okay, thank you very much. And I think we support this proposal, and I think it would help in the transition of ACE number. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? No?
Thank
okay.
You. Thank you.
Since this is a policy proposal, we need to look for consensus here. Anyone who is in favor of this proposal, please raise your hands. Thanks. That's 14 hands. Who is not in favor of this proposal, please also raise your hands. Okay, this is a consensus, I guess. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.